You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
We'll take more than he will give. He will give. He will give. He ain't hardly gonna give. Oh, yeah.
Good morning. This is your podcast, Kenny Hodge. And this morning's podcast, we're going to talk about the post office and the union getting together to extend certain memos designed to unrestrict certain leave policies. Let's talk about that in a little bit of depth, because I want you to fully understand what a joke this really is. Now, what we're going to talk about is, I'm sure everyone is aware that the Postal Service and our National Union Office has agreed to extend various COVID-related memorandums. And in particular, there are three MOUs and the liberal change of schedule and leave letter that we're going to talk about on this podcast today. You have to understand, I know there's been quite a few posts on Facebook saying the memorandums have been extended, but most of us, and I don't mean to sound anything other than truthful, are not even aware of what these memorandums cover. So we're going to take that time and explain them to you today. Now, there are three memorandums and, again, a leave letter. Let's talk about the first memorandum. And that is the memorandum for temporary expanded sick leave for dependent care during COVID-19. Now, this MOU specifically is designed to allow employees to use sick leave for dependent care in the event that they must care for a child as a result of daycare closures, unavailability of a child primary caregiver. In the past, if you used sick leave for dependent care, it had to be related to a health issue. Well, the exception period allows for if there is a issue with daycare or the child's primary caregiver, you can use sick leave for dependent care for this cause. Now, you have to understand, you still have to qualify for sick leave or dependent care under the FMLA procedures or the process. The second MOU we're going to talk about will be the Memorandum of Understanding that addresses temporary exception period for COVID-19. Now, this MOU, the temporary exception period, in order to accommodate those installations that are experiencing high absenteeism because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and consistent with the letter of intent referencing mail handler assistance in excess of percentage caps, the parties agreed to an exception period for the hiring of mail handler assistance in excess of the appropriate installation cap for mail handlers. The MHAs will not be used to the detriment of mail handlers on the overtime desire list. So, just in case you didn't know, we are still in an exception period that the post office has full authority because of a joint agreement to hire MHAs over the cap. Well, right now, most people know that's a problem, because hiring anyone for the post office right now is an issue. But nonetheless, they can hire over the cap, and it is important that mail handlers on the overtime desire list particularly are aware that because the Postal Service will hire mail handlers over the cap, even during this exception period, it does not eliminate their obligation for overtime to the overtime desire list. I say again, just because the exception period has been extended, And for those facilities that are lucky enough to hire over the cap, because the post office hires over the cap, that does not eliminate the offering of overtime to the overtime desireless. In fact, one of the important lines that is written into this exception is the MHAs will not be used to the detriment of mail handlers on the overtime desireless. Can't make that any plainer. Now, I got to put a little color commentary on this exception period. I find it funny, I find it a bit comical, that on one hand, the post office is asking the unions to extend an exception period, and the exception period is because of COVID-related absences. But on the other hand, the post office is taking hardline disciplinary action against mail handlers for absences that they're saying is not COVID related, because if it was COVID related, it would be covered. I'm just saying, I find that to be a bit suspicious, and I can't imagine why someone in our union isn't arguing that point. On one hand, I'm going to allow you to go over the cap because of COVID related absences, but on the other hand, you're taking disciplinary action against mail handlers for absences that are COVID-related that you have already been authorized to go over the cap to compensate for, but you're still taking disciplinary action against mail handlers. Something's not right there, and someone needs to address that. Let's move right on to the next memorandum of understanding, and that is suspension of temporary additional paid leave for MHAs. This MOU has also been extended. The MOU on suspension of temporary additional paid leave for MHAs. The parties recognize that under the American Rescue Plan Act, MHAs may be granted up to 600 hours of paid emergency federal employees leave, what we call EFEL, for COVID-19 related reasons. Therefore, the MOUs referencing temporary additional paid leave for MHAs will be suspended effective the signing of this MOU. If EFAIL becomes unavailable, employees during the course of this MOU, the parties will discuss reinstating the MOU, temporary additional paid leave for MHAs. So, EFAIL leave being made available to MHAs, they are extending the suspension of temporary additional paid leave hours for MHAs. But I got to ask you a question. How many MHAs have submitted EFIL papers only to have them returned for no apparent reason? How many MHAs, or not even MHAs, well, let's stay with the MHAs because that's what this MOU addresses. How many MHAs have contacted me personally because your office would not even accept your EFIL paperwork? And I ask, what are we doing about it? You know what we're doing? Hey, let's extend it for a little longer. Hey, and the last of the series of MOUs and letters is what I find to be the most, one of the most beneficial, if it was applied. Now, before we get to this letter, I want to let you know that this letter came from the desk of who was then, I think it was the Vice President of Labor Relations. Who is now the Deputy Postmaster General, a gentleman by the name of Douglas A. Tolino. That's where this letter came from. And I'm going to read this letter because I really need you to grasp what Mr. Tolino is saying to the field of postal managers that they seem to pay no attention to. Mr. Tolino writes, "We have signed a memorandum of understanding with our unions, temporarily expanding the use of sick leave for dependent care to allow employees to use sick leave for unexpected child care needs as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to allowing sick leave for dependent care for the next 60 days, managers and supervisors should allow liberal changes of schedule in recognition of the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. To the extent operationally practical, managers and supervisors should accommodate employees who submit PS Form 3189 requests for temporary schedule change for personal convenience as a result of child care issues caused by daycare closures, schools, pre-K through 12th grade closures, or the unavailability of a child's primary caregiver as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic." Now, before I read the last paragraph, how many people have been turned away when you submit a 3189? Now, remember, we're still supposed to be in that liberal leave environment, because remember, we just expanded or extended all the memos. How many folks know for a fact you come to work and ask your employer for a change of schedule because of a COVID-related issue and you were flat out told no? See, and then they hide behind, postal management hide behind operational, to the extent operationally practical. Now all of a sudden, you want to act like you ran a tight operation. Let's be for real. It wasn't happening then, and it's not happening now. But even though Vice President Labor Relations, the now current Deputy Postmaster General, said you should be lenient with this process, I know for a fact in Columbus, Ohio, if you put a request for change of schedule that involved a tour two change, I know for a fact through conversation with postal management, that was a flat out no. Was not happening. But Mr. Tolino said, be liberal. Last paragraph of the letter that Mr. Tolino sent out to the rest of the postal managers, to the postal field, Managers and supervisors should also allow liberal sick leave uses for employees who are sick, and liberal annual and leave without pay usage to the extent operationally feasible during this time period. If an employee requests leave for reasons related to COVID-19, such leave should be treated as scheduled as opposed to unscheduled leave. Now, before we go any further, the importance of that, and if you don't understand it, scheduled leave, when your supervisor holds a 3972 attendance review, is not going to be used against you. Unscheduled leave will get you walked out of the building. So again, postal headquarters having the foresight to put good guidance out on how to take care of postal employees, but postal management at your plant levels are saying once again that they don't know what they're talking about. Hey, we got this covered. And they pay no attention to the guidance coming from headquarters, or they pay very little attention. Last two sentences. Leave taken for COVID-19 related reasons between February 20th and May 17th, and you gotta remember now, we extended this, may not be cited in discipline for failing to maintain an assigned schedule under ELM 511.43. Now, let me show you how far from center postal management actually gets when it comes to following guidance from headquarters. You would think that if the Vice President of Labor, now current Deputy Postmaster General, says you were not going to cite this in your discipline, go into your office. Take a look at the discipline that you've been given that's contrary to this guidance. And I'm willing to bet you 8 out of 10 pieces of discipline, they're citing the Elm 511-43 as part of the discipline. That just further goes to show you how postal management at these local levels pay no attention to the guidance coming from headquarters. So that's it right there. When you hear liberal leave has been extended, that's what they're talking about. Three MOUs, an MOU, temporary expanded sick leave for dependent care during COVID-19, an MOU, temporary exception period, COVID-19, an MOU, suspension of temporary additional paid leave for MHAs, and the liberal changes of schedule and leave letter. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and I hope you felt my passion. Have a great day. We'll talk again.